My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Finley was all like 50 yards away. We'd be like, "Hey, what's up, JP?" He's battering away on his blogging.
Now, was
away
that anyway? Was that an hour show or a half hour?
I believe it was a half hour show,
which was beautiful because with commercials it's about 20 minutes.
Yeah, right.
Anyway,
can we whittle this one down to about 20 minutes?
I would love to.
It came up on my Facebook memories like it was the 10-year anniversary of us doing that show or something. We looked so much younger than we look right now. It just is what
it
is.
We're almost 55.
I had dark hair.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
I mean, we're like AARP age demo, JP.
I started worrying because
Think about this. You are 5 years away from legally being able to tap into to your retirement. Five.
Yeah.
Well, 59
it's
and a half.
It's actually, if you can.
All right,
five and a half-ish, but yeah,
I'm with
you on that.
Hey, I'm
and
still
then,
53.
And then Cousins marched him again?
Well, the Eagles watch the whole game. Let me tell you the key play. Yeah. Much like the Commanders benefited from the Malik Nabers drop.
Saquon.
The Eagles move the ball into the red zone. They don't necessarily need to score a touchdown, but they need a first down. If they get a first down.
But they're
down,
just going to drain clock, too.
The clock. Yeah. Is going to be done.
Game's over.
Atlanta's going to not get the ball. Third and two, they run a little rollout screen to Saquon Barkley in his hands, and he just drops it.
Boots it.
And then you see a stat that he's had more drops than anybody in the last couple of seasons. He's such a great player, but he has the drop, and then they settle for the field goal. They're up by 6 points. Kirk gets the ball back. They play a soft defense.
Yeah.
They didn't bring anybody. They just pass rush with the four guys. Kirk talked about it after the game that they were just giving them yards, and so they're able to get chunk yards. And then when they finally tightened it up, Cakes' boy Drake London got in the back of the end zone.
Sirianni probably salty that a guy with a half-used Achilles in Kirk Cousins is able to march the team all the way down the field to get the winning score. That's
did
a bad home loss.
Did he eliminate the concerns that people had after week one?
Well, it was a different offensive approach.
Pistol, yeah.
I mean, he's actually come out and said he's not 100%. He said that a few days ago. So,
right.
I mean, it's just something that's just
to
monitor.
That's just a horrible way to lose when you're up. You know, it's Monday night at home. It's 21-15. You know, you've got less than minute 45, something like that.
Yep.
And you just let Kirk Cousins and Mooney and Bijan and London and Pitts go right down the field.
Hey, EB, you should be celebrating the Commanders. Only NFC East team with the dub this week.
That's crazy.
That's
They're
right.
The only ones with the dub.
Tied for first place.
You love that.
Tied for first. There you go. First place 2 weeks in. We're going to have Jonathan Allen on the show later in the day.
Coming up at 9 o'clock.
We got a packed show. Zach Leonce is going to stop by.
All right.
President of Monumental Sports and Entertainment.
Yep.
We've got the Mystics coach. I believe, could double check, I believe they're going to make the playoffs.
As of right now,
hold on.
The 8th seed.
Chicago Sky. They have identical records. Now, they have the tiebreaker with Chicago Sky, but I believe there's 2 games left.
Right.
They play the Fever.
I'm saying right now.
Right now. Yeah. If the playoffs started today,
right.
Correct. Yes. But there's still 2 games left.
Got the Caps head coach, Spencer Carberry. You love him because he's bald and
we can
charge.
Have a bald off because I heard no hat edict. So I was like, well, I can't come on the set looking patchy and gross. So or that gross. So I shaved my head, shaved the Holpe neck beard. So I think I'm looking decent.
You're looking good.
I'll go with decent.
Till you sit next to Carberry, who's way more handsome than you.
He's dreamy and he's really in good shape.
Right. And then we've got our boy Will Dawkins. So we're packed today.
Good. Pack show.
My kind of
bunch of luminaries.
Right.
Jason loves it, but there's 19 guests on the show. So this is in his wheelhouse.
I thought we were doing makeup, though.
This is not my wheelhouse.
This is not your comfort zone.
How come we didn't get makeup? I'm with EB. You want to look better if you're on TV, especially in the 4K and 8K.
But I don't like makeup.
We're on TV every day, and you don't ask for makeup.
Yeah, but we don't have lighting in here. This is elite lighting. This is everything about this is elite.
That is true.
Except us. Except for the
we're the non-elite portion of this studio.
And actually, our radio studios, as far as radio stations go, are awesome.
They're very nice.
But it's not like a television
They're not
studio.
This, though.
Yeah.
They're not like this space-aged in advance.
Yeah, it's
These
really
are
cool.
nice.
Really cool.
Feel
but
spoiled.
I don't like makeup because I feel gross. And I just, for some reason, it bothers me.
You know, I don't love it, but we've done it in the past. When we would do that show, which Cakes doesn't remember, we would go and they would...
No, every
Put
time I do a crop
on.
Commercial, I sit in that chair for 20 minutes, and you're caked in it.
You it's can't even awful. Smile. You can't even smile.
I hate it. I'd much rather be ugly.
I'm actually looking at you on the monitor, Evie. I didn't know you had freckles. Like, it is.
Are the freckles
serious?
Popping?
I'm not sure it's freckles or moles or probably an early skin cancer.
Age spots.
I get a lot of age spots, Case. Yeah. That one right there.
I've got one big one. Like it's like right here.
Yeah.
I can't quite figure out where it is.
Remember,
like right
the four
here.
Shots are great. And you pull the camera back.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, yeah, we're better with that. I don't need close-ups.
Right.
We're good.
Right. Well, it was an awesome drive-in. Didn't have any issues.
Drive-in was smooth.
Perfect directions. Yep. Had somebody outside greeting us. Cakes, I'm telling you, the Odyssey people need to take notice.
They do. They need to come here and have a seminar.
They told you.
No, the directions were great. Yesterday, I guess there was an overturned tractor trailer on the Beltway.
Okay.
Did you hear about that?
I heard about that.
Luckily, it didn't affect me.
Oh, my God. Oh, and they are... So, where the Beltway and Georgetown Pike kind of intersect.
Right. You mean hell?
Yeah. The overpass. Okay. You know the overpass?
Yeah, sure.
They're destroying the overpass. They're taking the overpass down.
Okay.
So I don't know what the deal is with traffic or when they're closing down the Beltway, but it's going to be a nightmare over there if you travel the Beltway from Northern Virginia into Maryland because they're destroying the overpass.
Luckily, I don't take that route. So I'm just going to let them destroy. Let them take the TNT plunger, blow it up.
But the traffic over there is a nightmare anyway.
Yeah, already.
Mm-hmm. And now they're going to pummel the overpass? Yeah. How long is that going to take to rebuild?
Well, you know.
A decade.
I live.
Well, maybe they've already started to rebuild the other part. They're taking down the old part.
I live off Connecticut Avenue, off Beach Drive, kind of near the Mormon Temple.
Why don't you get everybody your exact address?
I'm not going to get my exact address, but I live very close to the Mormon Temple. And actually, where my home is, you can, if you listen... You know, you get used to it, but you could hear the Beltway. You can hear the Beltway, because it's not that far from my
it's
house.
It's kind of what's in Cakes' ears all
right,
the time,
it's like
just ringing.
Yeah, it's white noise.
I have my hearing appointment this week. Hold on, I think it's Friday.
Right.
We'll have an update on Monday.
But last week...
Might be walking in with a hearing aid.
Last week, I was actually on the toilet, shocker, and I heard a massive... I thought it was Armageddon. I thought it was a nuclear war. And what it was a tractor trailer overturning and slamming down right out on Connecticut Avenue.
So you heard
that. On Connecticut Avenue, right on the Beltway.
Yeah,
not yesterday. Like this was last week.
Right.
Yeah. And it was a thundering sound.
I'm sure it was.
I mean,
Oh, what happened again?
I remember we had the earthquake, 15 years or so ago.
Sure.
Kind of got those vibes. Like something's going on here.
Crazy.
Be careful. I heard there's more accidents this morning. Always is,
of course.
On the ride in.
Did you wear your caps ring in today?
I've been wearing my caps.
That's
ring.
A nice little touch.
I'm a team player here, buddy. I mean,
you're a Stanley Cup champion.
I am.
You should wear that around.
I'm also a World Series champion.
Yes, you should.
I don't know about you, but
you I'm both.
I'm just wondering when I'm going to sell those. Now, we're not going to get full value.
Can you stop being so white trash and not sell your valuables?
You kind of get desperate.
I think you wait for desperation.
Because I'm never going to wear them.
Is different than most people's.
Those things are in a box in my office in a drawer.
Yeah.
Like, 10 people have seen it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what's the point of having them? I'm not going to sell them.
You want to sell everything.
I do. Because eventually you're going to really need the money.
So I mean, it's probably going to be that point.
This guy.
I'm thinking about selling him.
I'd love to see his savings account. I might fall over out of this chair and hit my head.
Likely. I'm getting thrown off because we have a monitor of Mike Marr sitting
Mike
there
Marr's
in his white shirt.
He's very fidgety.
I don't know
monitor.
What's going on. Why is there a camera on Mike?
Yeah, I mean, Mike is
Marr.
A star. Mike Marr.
He's just playing with his charger.
Got to hog the camera time on the monitor.
Are we on the radio?
They're good. I don't think so.
I have no idea.
I don't think so.
Can someone tell us?
I'm getting tweets.
We're not.
Yeah. As of a little while ago, we were not.
Yeah.
Oh, now they are.
We're up on the bird now. Okay, so that's good.
You know, I thought I looked puffy until I saw Mike.
Hey, he had a rough weekend in Tampa. Okay, he's just trying to recover.
Wasn't that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah,
it was. But give him a little slack.
Is Valdez here? I've seen Drab. Or is he
Drab right there?
Wait, is Valdez back at the studio?
He's upstairs.
Oh, he's upstairs.
Drabby. Okay. Oh, we got a break.
Yeah. All right, we got a lot to get to on the show today. Zach Leonsis is going to join us in studio. He's going to tell us about this glimmering new studio here in downtown D.C. It's very impressive. Eric Thibault, Washington Mystics head coach, joins the show at 7:45. Our guy Carbs, head coach of the Caps at 8:20. Jonathan Allen from the Commanders coming up at 9. And Will Dawkins, the Wizards general manager, joins the show coming up at 9:40. We're the Junkies. We'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the Monumental Sports Network studios in downtown DC, they're less than a year old, they're space age, they're amazing. Basically, behind us is another studio. like if there is a Wizards game and a Caps game going on at the same time, they drop the soundproof wall. They've got a show going on here where we are and another show going on there as well.
I feel like one of us should dabble with the touchscreen at some point.
We could probably
do a touchscreen breakdown.
Yeah, I think I've done that before. I wasn't very comfortable. I don't feel like I was Peyton Manning doing it last night.
You're now remembering doing shows.
Yeah, it's kind of slowly coming back to me.
We did have to wake up extra early today to get here.
That is true. Don't forget, Zach Leontz is president of Media and New Enterprises for Monumental Sports and Entertainment. Will join us in just about 40 minutes. That's coming up at 7 a.m. Right now, we'll get into the Jug Sports page presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Week two is in the books, man.
Stunned.
Can you believe that? We're already 2 weeks into the NFL season.
Love it. Awesome.
We're approaching week four of the college season.
Yes, correct.
Going beep, 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 beep. All right, so last night the Falcons come back and beat the Eagles in Philly, their home opener. Of course, their opener was down in Brazil against the Packers, but this is their home opener, and you know, they take a 21-15 lead. We talked about the drop from Saquon on a 3rd-and-2 that would have iced the game. They end up kicking a field goal there to go up 6.
They just didn't play good offense, though, throughout.
Yeah, I mean, it was 7-6
at Brazil, half. Saquon Barkley was in the end zone three times. Well, super high-scoring game, despite the fact that Jalen Hurts had a couple of turnovers.
Well, A.J. was out, too.
Right, so you had no A.J. Brown. Jahan Dotson. He's on the team. I didn't see him on the field.
Wow.
I didn't see him do anything.
Yeah, you know, he should.
I didn't check the official box score.
He had one grab for 6 yards.
I watched the game. He was basically non-existent.
Yeah.
It was a different game experience for me last night because my son is going to be calling the Quince Orchard Stonebridge High School game on Friday night. Mm-hmm. Friday Night Lights out in Ashburn where Jason lives. And he wanted to prep for it. And he asked me to help him prep. And then we did play-by-play, and I was his color commentator for a while.
I wish I had that. Did you guys record it? Please tell me you recorded it. I'd love to hear and see that.
He would tell me, he's like, can you turn off the volume, Dad? And then he would do it. I mean,
you guys were doing your own alt-cast.
Yes, it was an alt-cast.
I love that. I love the hustle.
And my part, off-cast.
Yeah, fantastic.
But, yeah, I didn't see Jahan Dotson do much. The offense wasn't in rhythm. But you could see kind of the momentum changing in the game. Like, it took a while, but it looked like Atlanta late in the first half, and then in the second half, they looked like the better team.
Well, they were. They won the game. I mean, and to come back the way they did and win that game on the final drive, defensively, I mean, that's such a huge breakdown when you have a 6-point lead. I don't know how many timeouts the Falcons had. I'm guessing not many.
They didn't really use timeouts. I mean, they had a couple. Look, if I recall, the first play, Kirk throws them up the middle for
11 yards.
Yep. And you're already at the 41 because you're starting at the 30 now after these kickoffs. Mm-hmm. So, boom, you're at the 41. Then they have one large chunk pass for about 25, 30 yards where you can see the Eagles just wanted to keep everything in front of them and in bounds. But now, all of a sudden, you're knocking on the door, made a couple more plays. I actually thought they could have run the ball. They had that much time left.
But Cousins hits Mooney twice on back-to-back plays for over 20 yards.
He's kind of an
What are they doing?
He's kind of an undersold guy that signed with the Falcons during the offseason. We remember him with the Bears, and he was a deep threat, but he was getting the ball thrown to him by inconsistent quarterbacks. Kirk Cousins is good at throwing the deep ball. He's on target with the deep ball. So that's a good weapon behind Drake London for them to add to
first
that offense.
First and 10 at Atlanta's 41. Mm-hmm. He hits Mooney for 21.
Yeah.
First and 10 now at Philly's 38. He hits him for 26.
That's what he is. He's a chunk yardage guy.
Yeah, now all of a sudden they're at the 12 with 50 seconds left. Mm-hmm.
What they're talking about in Philly, I'm sure on sports radio in Philly, is why not send more guys?
Right.
They just had the front four going at him. Kirk looked comfortable. I believe he was only sacked once in the game.
Yeah.
And the big difference, EB mentioned this in the first segment, a lot was made of their plan against the Steelers, where he was in shotgun and the pistol formation the entire game. They're like, well, Kirk Cousins is best as a play-action passer under center. Mm-hmm. And last night they kind of returned to what works for Kirk Cousins.
And Jason touched on the A.J. Brown injury. That looks like it's going to be a multi-week injury because he gave an interview before the game. Maybe it was Lisa Salters. And he said, I might be out for a few weeks. And
hamstrings don't just come right back.
Especially for wideouts like him that are explosive. And I believe the Eagles' next game is on the road in New Orleans. And we've seen what New Orleans is doing in the first couple weeks. They're putting up 40-plus on people. So
This is turning out to be a very interesting start to the NFL season with all the good teams that we expected to be. You know, maybe at worst 1-1 now, if not 2-0. Now they're 0-2. You know, teams like the Rams, like the Ravens,
the Bengals,
the Eagles with that bad loss. Now they got with an injury to AJ. I mean, it's starting to turn out to be kind of a quirky season. Now, you're gonna see some teams in the playoffs that you didn't expect.
Is Bryce Young the first quarterback to be benched?
He is
right.
Yes,
two weeks in. And do you get the sense that it came from the owner because the coach wouldn't comment when asked what kind of input the owner had?
I'm sure that the owner had some input.
Yeah.
As to what happened there.
Yeah.
Now, should he when it comes
because
to
remember,
football
last week,
ops? No. But
last week he said that Canales, the coach, said, Bryce Young's my guy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, now a week later, maybe didn't expect him to play that poorly.
Right. Yeah, but
a week
still.
Later. He's not his guy. Yeah. He's a new coach. He inherited Bryce Young.
Right.
You know that he wants a reboot probably with a quarterback who's capable, who's bigger. I mean, look, it's early, but Bryce Young's QBR is below 10.
It's awful.
You're looking at his numbers there. His completion percentage, 55%. He has no passing touchdowns with three interceptions. He's been terrible, and that's what happened last year. So,
look, Andy Dalton is not great, but he's capable. He can run an NFL
offense.
He can
run an offense.
Well, that'll Bryce be Young the test. At this point cannot.
If Andy goes out there and he plays similarly, then you can maybe blame the personnel and people around him.
Right. Can we go back to the Eagles broadcast for a second?
Okay.
Because I want to get Drab in the loop. Drab, if you're listening, he apparently was really upset at Jason Kelce dancing around. I saw a tweet of his. Kelce had a velour sweatsuit.
I saw him dancing.
I guess it was an Italian. He had Italia on.
Why did it anger Drab so much?
Jason Kelce is doing the RG3 bits. You remember when RG3 was doing all the bits?
Sure.
He ran against the Hawk. Mm-hmm. Now they've got Jason Kelce, who basically replaced RG3, and I think he's the wacky bits
guy. He's like the class clown guy.
I'm over the Kelce's.
It's both of them. It's all about Jason Kelce on the Monday Night Countdown set. Is that what it is?
The Kelce's are everywhere. I literally think every third commercial you see has a Kelce in it.
Yes.
It's either
Kelce or Mahomes.
There was a Cheerios commercial, and both Kelce's are in it last night. I was like, these guys are cashing in.
Well, they signed that, $100 million deal?
Yeah, another podcast deal to make me blow my brains out.
Other guys are just making millions in podcasts, and these guys are not. It's a problem.
It's a real problem. Travis Kelce needs to cash in on that because his career is probably going to last maybe two seasons. He had one catch for 5 yards this week.
Insensitive to say, but the best thing that happened to him was Isaiah Pacheco's leg snapping like a twig, so that he's going to get activated more in the offense. It's
remember,
a terrible
week
injury
one, they were
him.
Throwing to the other tight end more.
I know.
It's like he's almost a decoy now.
Yeah.
Mm.
It hasn't been a very good start.
We kind of thought his numbers were dip.
Yeah.
Can we get Drab over here? I want to get Drab's take on this. He tweeted about it. Kelce, I actually thought he was a pretty good dancer for a big dude.
Yeah, but he gets on my nerves.
They all get on my
nerves. Dancing's overrated. We
I did notice
that.
How many times did they do the tush push? Because I
Several
did notice
times.
It worked when I watched.
Yeah,
so maybe
working.
He wasn't so integral to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, part of it is hurts in the fact that he can, squat a billion pounds.
Yeah.
What a load that guy is.
What a terrible loss by the Eagles. I mean,
and
all those Eagles fans, you get on my nerves, Eagles fans. They're out there screaming, Barkley, you suck.
What were Barkley's numbers?
He ran for 95.
He had a day.
He only caught four passes for 21.
Four for 21, yeah.
But, again, he kind of had like that Malik Nabers type of game where you have a good game, but you're going to be remembered for one thing, which is the drop, which would have iced the game if he catches it.
Okay, because I was trailing in one of my fantasy leagues by about 45 points.
That's a lot.
All right. He had nobody. I had Hurts. and I had Devontae.
Okay, that's a good 1-2 punch.
They got me 46 points.
Very good.
I won by 1.4 points.
Well done, sir.
And that guy is probably so pissed.
Very good. Good for you.
So some of the numbers last night, Jalen Hurts was 23 of 30 for a 183. Did throw a touchdown, threw a pick late, but that was the last possession when they only had 10 seconds left. Like I said, Saquon rushed for 95. Devontae had 7 catches for 76 and a score. On the flip side, Kirk Cousins, 20 for 29 for 241 and 2 touchdowns. So he was much better than he was last week.
Pretty good for still being like under 100%.
Yeah. Bijan, 14 carries for almost 100 yards, didn't score. He also had 4 catches for 25. Darnell Mooney had a touchdown and had 2 huge catches on that final drive. And Drake London had the game winner. Finished with 6 catches for 54 and a touchdown. So
I'm not,
Falcons 101, Eagles 101.
I'm not as heavily into Kirk Cousins' Cakes.
Oh,
Cakes,
he's my guy.
Huge.
Did you mention his 117.2 rating yet, Jason?
He didn't.
Okay.
I felt good for him because
it's pretty good.
Of course, on Monday Night Football, they have to flash all the Kirk Cousins primetime game numbers.
All of his
Monday
follies
games.
And his failures.
I don't have the exact number in front of me. It was something like 3-10 on Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good that he pulled out a primetime victory there.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's my guy.
And it's critical for them because some people think the Falcons can compete for the NFC South. I can't remember if anybody picked the Falcons to win the South, but
we did.
With Tampa playing like they have at 2-0 and New Orleans playing like they have at 2-0, it's a long season, but you don't want to drop to 0-2 in that division because Tampa and New Orleans look legit.
Well, how about this? Falcons really needed that because their next 3 games, now they're all at home in the Dome.
Mm-hmm.
KC, New Orleans, Tampa.
Mm. Rough. By the way, that's the division that the Commanders are playing. They're playing the NFC South. So they drew,
looks improved
they
this
drew
year.
It on a bad year. From
although you do get Carolina.
You do get Carolina. That is
true. But we're going to be dogs
that's
most
one of the,
weeks.
That's
not
one
against
the,
Carolina.
Not against Carolina.
That's an impossibility.
Most weeks we'll be dogs.
That's what, but that was Carolina with Bryce Young at the helm.
Yeah.
With Andy Dalton. Maybe
might
a little bit better.
Might be more palatable. We'll
I still
see.
Think Vegas is a good survivor pick this week, even though Dalton's taken over.
I mean, the Circa Survivor must just have been just crushed over the weekend with the Ravens losing, the Eagles losing last night. There's probably half the field is gone or more.
This is why I can't stand NFL Survivor. In our Circa, we're out after week one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay. And I was in another one. That was only $25 buy-in, but I lasted 2 weeks because I had the Eagles last night.
See?
I mean, NFL Survivor, is it possible?
Yeah.
See, I learned that a long time ago.
Yeah, you're smart. Stay out.
And
yeah.
In fantasy football, every player of note is basically injured.
All right,
point.
So now we got Debo.
I mean, every single one of them.
We got Debo hurt. He was hurt last year, too. That's why Ayuk was getting all kinds of. So now you got McCaffrey out, and you got Debo out.
Cooper.
But getting back to the Niners, look, Jordan Mason's a really good plan B, but he ain't McCaffrey.
Right.
So now you got McCaffrey out for 3 more games, and Debo's probably going to be out, let's call it 2 or 3 games.
They said several weeks, which doesn't sound great.
It's not good. So it could be a really bad year for them. And then Cooper Kupp is out multiple weeks, hurt his ankle. Thanks, Cakes, for jinxing it.
How did I do that?
You said he was going to catch 200 balls.
Did I have the caveat if he stays healthy?
Well, that's
I
the
probably
point. You
did.
You said if he stays healthy,
I probably put that out in the universe.
So he's out for a while, and they've got Nacua out, so they're out the top 2 receivers. They're in trouble.
Fade the Rams.
Juwan Bentley, stud linebacker for the Patriots, tore his Achilles.
The Matha guy.
Yep, Juwan Bentley's the Matha guy, out. Tyler Huntley signed off of the Ravens practice squad to go to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Was hoping that Trace would get a call. He didn't. So Tyler Huntley goes to Miami because obviously two.
Well, maybe the Ravens will call him now.
Yeah, well, that'll be
interesting. You know what I mean? That's true.
So you got a lot of guys banged up, big-name guys, in just the second week of the season.
Trying to think who I heard that was speculated. I mean, it was just a speculative trade. Oh, it was Russell Wilson. Since Justin Fields is starting there. Now, he hasn't set the world on fire if you look at the numbers.
Right.
I don't even think he's thrown for 300 yards total in 2 games. Just has 1 touchdown pass. But if you're the Miami Dolphins, a team that was supposed to contend for the division, playoff team, you've got great weapons in Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, really good running backs. Maybe you call Pittsburgh and say, what's it take to get Russell Wilson? Better than Tyler Huntley, although Tyler Huntley is a Pro Bowler.
It certainly doesn't seem like Tomlin's super enamored with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think you could get him. You could probably get him.
Another guy hurt, Isaiah Pacheco.
Yep.
He's going to be out probably 2 months. He fractured his leg. So now the Chiefs, they called Kareem Hunt. And they said, hey, Kareem, come in for a workout today. Right. So he's going to come in for a workout today for the Chiefs. So right now they got Pirine, and I don't know who
Pirine
else.
Pirine and Carson Steele, the fullback.
Carson Steele, the fullback, right.
Is a guy who would get elevated.
I mean, there's just some big-time injuries.
And it's only
early.
2 weeks in.
2 weeks. Wait till week eight.
I know. It's
week
terrifying.
Nine.
Hey, B. Commanders in first place.
First place. Time to celebrate.
Dang.
2 weeks in.
I'll take it.
Week two.
Hey, I'll take it, buddy.
Real quick, in baseball last night, the Nats lose to the Mets 2-1 in 10. Jake Irvin pitched really well for the Nats, but they lose in 10. So the Mets still chasing, or excuse me, the Braves still chasing the Mets for that final wild card, and the Braves lost to the Dodgers. Shohei had two more RBIs. He's got 107 as a leadoff guy.
Hmm. How close is he to the 50-50? I mean, it used to be absurd when
he like
Jose Canseco would be a 30-30 guy who would praise him.
Yeah.
I think he's knocking on the door of 50-50.
No, Canseco was 40-40.
Yeah.
Canseco was 40,
I mean, I think he's at 48-47, maybe.
Right. Nah, it's just insanity. And there are no performance-enhancing sort of rumors with Shohei.
Not that we know of.
It looks like the real deal.
Yeah.
May have a gambling issue, but he probably didn't have a performance
issue.
I mean, we don't know, Cakes.
Yeah, he's at 47 dingers, 48 SBs, so he's definitely going to get SBs. We'll see. That's, they've played 147 games, so he needs three in 15 games.
And there's a there are whispers that in the playoffs he might pitch.
Oh, my God.
They say it's a long shot.
The guy's unbelievable.
But
yeah, I'm gonna say
how amazing would that be?
Well, he's the greatest ever.
Yep.
He's the greatest
ever. I'm going to say that's impossible.
All right, don't forget, coming up in just about 20 minutes at 7 a.m., Zach Leonce is president of Media and New Enterprises for Monumental Sports and Entertainment. Will join us here on the set. We are live in D.C. at the Monumental Sports Network Studios. We'll be right back. Zach Leonsis, president of Media and New Enterprises for Monumental Sports and Entertainment, will join us live on set in just about 15 minutes. So looking forward to that. Glad I didn't spill my coffee in front of him.
You didn't spill your coffee. So there's a door. I don't know if you have gone to the green room since the show started.
Not since the show started, no.
So I went, but the door is barely open.
Okay.
I pummeled my knee. That's a huge. It reminded me of when we shot that pilot for ESPN almost 20 years ago at this point.
Right.
Where we're about to go in the air, we're in our suits and everything.
Yeah.
And I rolled my ankle on a step, and it, do you remember it ballooned up to like the size of a softball? I started getting like flop sweat. I had to go to the bathroom and take off all my clothes.
I'm starting to think that
I had a fight or flight response.
Maybe we're just not meant to get out of our regular environment.
Well,
I think you're right.
We don't do well out of our regular spots.
We're radio guys.
Yeah, I think we are. Yeah.
The thing is,
at our core.
Well, we come in to, look, the show starts at 6.
Yeah.
Most of us get in at like 5:45.
I get in like 5:20, 5:25-ish.
Shippy rolls in like a minute before.
Yeah.
I mean, here, you got to get up. You got to set up all the computers and new Wi-Fi. I mean, we had to be here at 5:20.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little different.
Yeah.
The environment's a little different.
It is.
Well, the biggest change is Cakes' bags. They're so enormous.
It doesn't help.
How's that a change?
They're highlighted.
There's a million high-watt lights in here.
Yeah.
They're just spotlighting my imperfections.
Yeah.
Believe me, mine too. They don't look bigger.
In person, on TV, enormous.
Now I'm going to need the plastic surgery. I'm going to be in line right behind E-Bizzle.
For sure.
I feel like they would just put a needle and stuff would come out.
I think it's more complicated than that.
I don't know.
I'm not a doctor.
Yeah. I don't know how that works.
We can experiment on you.
Hey, you know what? That's a perfect segue. Maybe I could use one of the hypodermic needles that keeps washing up on shore at Ocean City.
That was
and just
horrible.
Pop one of the bags and drain everything out of it. They have to close down the beaches.
Like,
no swimming, no wading in the water.
All the way up and down? Or is it just like a certain section?
This is bad news for one Matt Valdez.
Yeah.
Officials along the eastern shore
are
closing down the beaches, but not for the season. According to the Maryland State Twitter account, a lot of medical waste has been seen washing up on shores throughout the state of
Maryland.
How
does that happen? Honestly, how does that happen? Somebody's throwing stuff in the ocean?
I guess that's how it happens.
It's got to be coming from New York or Florida. I guess Florida.
No, but I mean literally someone's dumping their medical waste.
See here,
into the, like a hospital.
This
doing
is
that?
The problem.
I don't understand.
They're used to like the Jersey beaches, like the Atlantic City beaches, used to get this bad rap of you can't go swimming because of the medical waste and needles, whatever. This is now tainting the great state of Maryland. We can't have this.
Right. Let me ask you about
can't
Ocean
have this
City.
Happen on our watch.
Let me ask you about Ocean City mid September.
Yeah.
You're not going in the water at that point, are you?
Are you kidding me? It's the warmest.
I think some really? People are going in the water.
I feel like it's gonna get it cold.
You're crazy. Oh, yeah. You know nothing about the beach. September is the warmest month.
Really?
Yeah, because it warms up all through the summer, and it's still warm in September. It's probably 75 degrees.
Yeah, all of Jason's brethren from Pennsylvania can't wait to go take a dip.
It's 80 degrees out. What do you think it's... 50 degrees?
I think he's just thinking if it's 90 outside, it would be warmer.
No.
You know, he's also,
September, the water temperatures are very
warm. He's also spoiled. He's been to all the tropical beaches.
Yes.
Like he doesn't slum at Ocean City beaches. Like
I've been tainted. I grew up going to the beach in Puerto Rico with my family.
See?
And when I go to Ocean City, it feels freezing.
Yeah, of course.
And once it gets to mid-September.
Well, that's the thing. Like my daughter, she always wants to, she says, we should all vacation in Nantucket. You know, she wants to do all these fancy things.
That's very fancy.
You know, it's what she does. The water's butt colder there.
Right.
The norther you
and
go.
And also, Nantucket and Cape Cod, great white sharks. So you better be careful. You better be careful.
Don't worry. How often does that happen?
Often. Like
enough.
A lot.
Enough.
You see, are you questioning the show's shark expert? Because that's me. It's not
yes,
you.
Yes, I am questioning you statistically.
Okay. Google Cape Cod great white sightings. There'll be a billion articles.
And look at all these needles.
I don't know quite about Nantucket, but I'm just lumping them together.
I just don't understand. I literally don't understand how you get so many needles that they have to shut down the beach. So what you're telling me is somebody is purposefully dumping their medical waste
somebody just polluting, and it's now washing
it's not
up
like
on Maryland
somebody,
shores.
It's like an institution.
The town manager said, we have no idea where it's coming
from. The town manager.
Right.
They have no idea.
So recklessly just getting rid... You know how, like, you'll go to a morgue or something, or like a funeral home, and every once in a while you find out that they're just dumping the bodies in the backyard. You know what
right.
I mean?
Like they're not even really cremating the people.
Yeah,
they're
just like a big hole.
They're giving you like cigarette ashes that you're putting in
right.
the urn on your mantle at home.
Right. Sounds like some sort of medical facility.
Yeah.
Of some scale, mm-hmm. if it's large enough to shut down an entire beach.
Yeah, it's pretty terrifying.
It's just throwing their crap in the ocean. Listen, I'm not big on a lot of this.
But they're not shutting it down.
Recycling stuff. This is crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's nutty. Mm. Aren't planes, don't they get rid of, aren't they accused sometimes of like releasing their waste?
That I don't
mid-air?
Know.
You have said that for years and years, but I have never ever seen a story that there's
any
truth to it.
Well, I didn't just dream it up. How could I dream that?
The one story I know about that is, wasn't Dave Matthews Band's
yes.
tour bus like
yes.
let loose all of its waste like when they're on the bridge?
Yes.
That's a bus. EB used to posit that if you use the bathroom on a plane, that they just dumped it in the air.
I'm not saying all of them, but I think there's an instance.
Let me just say this.
Where that's happened.
If you take a dump on a plane and it's not an emergency.
Yeah.
You're a monster, and you should be banned.
Well, I don't think anybody wants to casually just go in there and knock one out.
You should be banned from flying for a year.
I'm guessing,
you go on a no-fly list.
I'm guessing the majority of people who do that, it's got
to
be an emergency.
It's an emergency. No one wants to get up and do that.
I mean,
that's
the most uncomfortable
nightmare.
Bathroom.
I mean, everybody knows what you're doing if you're in there for more than 2 minutes.
Well, no one's paying attention unless there's a line of people.
Sure.
If there's a line of people, then yeah.
I mean, there's 150 people need to go to the bathroom.
Dude,
there's two bathrooms.
I went to a house party the other day. Remember I told you we were in Illinois, Indiana, and bougie house, massive. They had no locks on the bathroom doors.
That's weird.
I've never experienced anything like it. And nature called.
Did you ask why there were no locks?
You know what? I'm going
to
ask. I'm going
to
text that person later.
That's a weird
thing.
Because
they care about privacy?
There were massive bathrooms too, right? Massive.
Right.
And I'm sitting there on the throne, panicked the entire time.
That someone's going to...
Yes!
Is the door close enough?
There was a party of 50 people.
Is the door close enough where...
No.
Like,
Did you go put your foot up against
reach
it?
In or...
No! It was massive bathroom.
The house party, you had to use the throne.
You had to go?
He didn't have to go number
You've
one.
You've seen him?
You went number two.
You work with him every day.
What happened? All of a sudden, I had a wave.
It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird.
I agree. So,
where'd you get the wave?
You control your waves.
You have a very nervous tum-tum.
I think it's anxiety induced.
Maybe it is. You were anxious to be around all the people.
I don't know.
All the people.
I had to be social for a couple hours. I don't know. But that was, have you ever heard of such a thing?
No.
How far away is the hotel from the house? I probably would have went back to the hotel.
And you wouldn't have come back.
Yeah, you would not have come back.
We know you. The bishop goodbye.
We know you well.
The Irish goodbye to go to the bathroom.
I'm not certain I would have made the hotel, Jason.
Oh, it cakes all over the Cape Cod thing.
Of course.
It says right here, here's a story from 2 weeks ago. As the unofficial end of summer nears and school kicks off, shark researchers are trying to remind people that peak shark season on the Cape is here.
Yeah. Right.
You act like I just made it up out of thin air.
Yeah. I'm telling you, planes are dropping their waste midair, too.
All the sharks.
Not all of them.
And over Ocean City.
I think they do it surreptitiously, when people aren't paying attention.
Right.
I'm just telling you.
I would assume that they just wait for the plane to land, and then they come and they empty it. Right. Like on the tarmac.
I assume that's what they're doing.
That's the way it generally works.
I don't know.
I'm a crazy person.
Maybe they're trying to get better mileage cakes. They're like get rid of a little weight.
Okay.
Don't you think there would be more stories of people that get hit by waste?
I don't know. Maybe it disintegrates.
They just
wait.
You know what? No. Yeah. They also,
into what?
If they do it, EB, they're doing it over the flyover states.
It just evaporates.
Evaporates. Like a lot of Big Ten states, like Indiana, Minnesota,
I'm just
Illinois.
Telling you, I know I didn't make that up. I'm sure it's happened. I'm not saying it's a matter of routine.
I think you may have made it up.
All right. That's possible.
That's a good lead-in to Zach Leontes.
Yeah, it's a great
lead-in.
We
can ask Zach. Yeah, he probably flies private everywhere.
I don't know.
Maybe it's a private.
Maybe he gets in line like the rest of us at an airport. I don't know. I have no idea. All right, when we come back, we will be joined in these beautiful new studios by Zach Leontes, president of media and new enterprises for Monumental Sports and Entertainment, where the Junkies will be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.